In the gospel reading, our Lord tells us that the harvest is indeed great, but the laborers are few. And we look at what is going on in the world and we recognize that more and more people ought to be recognizing the necessity of the Lord Jesus. And yet what we find instead is more and more people are walking away from him. They don't recognize the necessity of the Lord because somehow or another we seem to think that the world is going to take care of everything that we need. Everything is so convenient for us now that we don't need God, so we think. But at the same time, it doesn't take a genius to see what's going on. People are miserable. People are depressed. People are hopeless. People are anxious. People are frustrated. People are angry. People are lashing out. Why? Because the world isn't providing for everything they want. They somehow have been convinced that this is what's going to happen, and they're so convinced that it's going to happen that when it doesn't happen, they don't even recognize it. And so they don't look beyond. They don't look to anything further because they've already somehow decided that God isn't what they need, that God isn't the one who's going to provide for everything that they need, that God isn't the one who's going to fulfill all the desires of their heart. And so they don't even look to him because either they think he doesn't exist or they just simply think that they don't need him. They're self-sufficient. Now, obviously, people like us ought to know that we're not self-sufficient. We ought to be able to recognize rather easily the necessity that we have on the Lord. But it's not enough for us to recognize it. It is a necessity then for us to practice it, to put that into practice in our daily life. Now, St. Paul tells us that the priesthood of our Lord is forever. He lives always to make intercession for us. So when he died on the cross, his priesthood didn't go away. When he went to heaven, his priesthood ultimately found its fulfillment. And so we have one in heaven who is pleading on our behalf. And that's where we have to all look. Now, right now, again, people are looking and saying, well, I don't see that he's doing what he's supposed to do. Let me translate that for me. I snapped my finger. I told him he better do this, and he didn't do what I wanted him to do. Well, isn't that just too bad? We're not in control. We're not God. And we can't tell God how to be God. It doesn't work. What we need to do is conform ourselves to his will and to recognize that all the things that are happening right now are necessary. And if you read the scriptures, you will find it all. God told us thousands of years ago, this is what's going to happen. It's happening. Should we be surprised? Should we be angry? He told us it was what's going to happen. Oh, but it didn't happen before I was alive, or it didn't happen after I die. It's happening when I'm alive. How rotten. No, 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 no. What an incredible blessing. We need to see it in the right light. God has created you now for this time. What an immense blessing. Because what that forces us to do is to actually practice our faith. We have to live it. Because otherwise, it'd be very easy for us just to be like everyone else and think that the world will take care of all my stuff. We have corporations now, and boy, are they wonderful, huh? And they'll take care of everything for me. They will indeed. And look at what's happening. We need to turn to God. And that's what people need to see. If we know him, if we know that his priesthood is forever, if we know that he's making intercession for us, if we know that he is united with us, and now it's our choice to be united with him, then we can be at peace, even in the midst of all this. And we panic, and what if, what if, what if, what if? What did he tell his apostles in the first reading? He sends them out, he says, don't take any money. Don't take a second pair of sandals or anything else. Just, in other words, trust. If you're going to be seeking to do God's work, God will take care of it all. We don't know how he's going to take care of it. You look at it and say, yeah, but if I don't have a freezer full of food, what am I going to eat? God will handle it. We don't know how, because it's not in the freezer. That's okay. God's bigger than your freezer. He can handle it. He can provide if we will trust. That's the key. We need to trust him. We need to be doing his work. And if we're doing his work, he'll take care of everything. He's just. He will pay a fair wage if we're doing his work. He'll take care of everything. Not only does the world need to see that, we need to, because we don't trust him. We give him lots of lip service, but our hearts are often far from him. So we need to get our hearts back where they belong, focused on the Lord. He is faithful. He has promised he will do it. Not the way we think it needs to be done, not in the timing that we think it ought to be done. That's why we have to conform ourselves to him, because his will is perfect. And what we need and what the world needs right now, more desperately than anything, is for people who are out in the Lord's harvest doing the work. That is, serving the Lord, being the light in the darkness, helping other people to see that they do have a Savior, that they do have one who loves them, that they do have one who will care for them, that they do have one who will fulfill everything and where they can find peace. And he's not in this world. He's with us in this world. But as we heard, he's higher than the heavens. And that's where he wants us to be as well. And so this is the time of testing to see if we will remain faithful. And the reward is literally out of this world. And so keep your focus on the Lord. Strive to serve him. Be a good laborer in his field, because the harvest is indeed great. And yes, laborers are few, which means that the devil can attack more easily the few that are there, but God can also bring about great good from those few that are willing to do his work. That's the choice we have to make, to know who our master is, to be willing to serve him with our whole heart and soul and strength.